This episode is sponsored by Jassim and Toasted Jelly, who says three times really fast, which Swiss witch watches which Swiss swatch watch? Which Swiss witch watches which Swiss swatch watch? Which Swiss witch watches which Swiss swatch watch?
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 11, recorded on December 12th, 2010.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have Minecraft Chick with us again.
Yay, hi.
Woo. But in person in the studio.
Woohoo.
Yeah, she's actually here today. Cool.
She drove through the blazing snow of northern Alabama to get here.
Yeah. Tennessee, too.
Yeah, that's true. Did you go to Graceland?
No, I didn't. I wanted to, but we're just busy.
Awesome. Well, we have a very exciting show today.
Is it?
As we always do. So let's do this. Our journey.
Yeah.
See, the bumper doesn't actually say our journey. That's why I always do it.
I know. Yeah.
Our journey.
You want to go first?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Played a lot of WoW.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I don't really want to talk about that at all.
There's going to be a pattern here, I think.
Yeah. You know, big expansion just came out, and you know how it is. Sometimes a guy has to, you know, go with the flow and do other things. But I was very pleased to see that myself with a ball gag has been created by a lot of different people. Brent, you last week were enticing listeners to make a skin of me with a ball gag, and you said you would wear it for a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got to put that on and wear it in the Shaftlands.
Yeah. So first off, a lot of people actually submitted this to us. Mercury Milk and Wyvern both emailed a ball gag skin, as well as Etwango made one and posted it on the forum. So there's a lot of them to choose from. Other than that, you know, I logged in actually kind of very shortly with you, Wes. We were removing adminium blocks that were placed.
We had some griefing going on, so we went around and we had our little magic admin sticks.
Yeah.
And we would tap them on the adminium blocks and they would go poof.
Yeah.
And today we figured out who it was, and so he's no longer, or she, whoever it is no longer on the server.
Isn't that great? So. That's awesome. I'm a big fan.
And that's what you get.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, I'll be banning them from the forums as well.
Sweet.
They are dead to us.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't you try it.
But it was kind of cool walking around with the admin stick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels, you know, it just is kind of has that whole wavy sort of, you know, conductor kind of.
Kind of a Harry Potter feel or something.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Really, you know, that's really it for me. But in the act of doing this, I got to walk around and see yet more amazing things that have been popping up on the server and everything. And man, it's just like, it's like a freaking... It's awesome, just walking around and seeing all this stuff. And, you know, and I really can't wait till we get the map working so I can actually see the breadth of everything.
Well, and, you know, Mills is working on that. And it took him like 2 days to download the map files, and he's actually got working copies. It's just now we're looking for a good place to host it.
Yeah.
Because we're actually being threatened by our host at the moment to shut us down because we're...
Nice.
Our CPU usage is way over normalcy.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to add to that by adding maps that people would look at and stuff. So if you own a host or work for one and you want some advertising on a podcast, holler. We could work something out, I'm sure.
Oh, big time. We need help because, the site will disappear. So without your help.
Yeah.
That sounds really dangerous.
Yeah. It kind of turned into a PSA all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But, sorry
okay.
about that.
But that's really my week. Sorry.
The more you
only
know.
Only you can save.
Yeah. The Shaftlands. So, Wes?
Well, I did. I knew everybody was playing WoW this week, so I actually tried to spend more time in the Shaftlands.
Good for you.
Because it was one of these things. It's like, you know, I'm sort of the talking head of the show anyway. You know, I don't really have that many administrative responsibilities. So I was like, well, while everybody's having a good time, I'll step in and I'll be available and all that good stuff. And I had a lot of fun. And I you know, hung out on the server, cleaned up some griefing. I've been one of my little pet projects is some of the griefing will cause errors in the water. Like if somebody builds a wooden structure and then it burns down, sometimes it will leave holes in the water and the water will like kind of pour into it, you know? And so I've been working on like trying to clean up water. And because I kind of wondered if like lava and water and all that might not have a detrimental effect on the server. So I was like, well, why don't I, you know, work on. And then the other thing is beaches. Like every once in a while you happen across a beach where somebody basically just dug everything up next to the ocean and took all the sand and went and turned it into glass and left a giant hole right there next to the beach. And so what I've been doing is going and getting dirt and filling in the beach holes and then putting a layer of sand on top of it. You know, this is like, these are the things that I do for the Shaftlands. And actually, I want to talk about some issues I've had this week from doing stuff. Number one, strip mining is bad. Okay, if you're gonna just level everything, leaving exposed holes of stone because you've taken all the dirt or sand out of it is kind of mean. Why don't you take some of that dirt that you got that you're just is just sitting in your chests from mining and fill these holes up with dirt and then put a layer of sand on and leave a nice pretty beach, you know, yeah, where you got it.
Yeah, I like that.
Another thing is, you know, sometimes people will just, you know, they'll make a big hole in the ground and I'll be walking through the through the woods at night and all of a sudden I'll fall and I'll be in some cave and there might be one torch around the corner or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, come on, fill the hole in. And I shouldn't, yeah, shouldn't fall on the ground walking around. So my, you know, let's try to avoid strip mining if at all possible.
Or nature griefing.
Nature griefing? What's that?
That's what you're talking about. Yeah. You're griefing the beach.
Well, then a lot of that is just natural, too. I mean, a big hole. I find those all the time, and I'll go look, and I'll put up a torch. I'm not about to fill that in.
Yeah.
But you got to do is, like, put, like, six things of dirt across the top of it.
Yeah, but by the time I get to where I'm, like, done with the place, I'm warping home. I'm not about to find the entrance and, like, level it out.
So you see who's making
How about when you find a hole, you put a layer of something over it?
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Well, you should support me in my effort to try to make...
No, I think that's great. I'll send you some dirt.
Nice.
But let me know where you find the hole so I can go down and get the diamonds and stuff.
Okay.
We can have a team there.
Another thing is everybody keeps trying to build stuff right next to the help center. And I talked with this about the host. We've got how many registered users do you think we have on the server?
500.
Oh, we had 500 before we moved, so it's over 1,000 at this point.
Woo! I mean.
So let's imagine everybody on the server built something next to the help center within sight of it, and it would just be crazy. It would be totally like. It would be bedlam. So, what I would like to propose is on the Shaftlands, don't build within sight of the help center. You know, spread out, go out elsewhere, do other things. Yeah. I've also noticed a really bad habit of people basically finding about an 8x8 square somewhere and building a stack of cobblestone up to the clouds and then building a huge platform and going, this is my tower, you know? And I'm like, well, okay, you know? And we end up, I don't necessarily think that building something tall is you know, it's not, it shouldn't be the goal of every single person.
Yeah.
This is like turning into an SMP server etiquette
podcast. Yeah, and that's what it is. This is, you know, this is
glad
SMP.
Glad I came on this day.
You know. Yeah.
Aren't you interested about coming and playing SMP now?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my kind of things that I dealt with this week.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I actually did have a lot of fun. I get a sense of accomplishment from like cleaning stuff up. Like I also find like during some of the griefing, you know, some people messed with water and fixing fountains and waterfalls is a lot of work. But like when I fix it back, I'm very happy, you know, that I did it. And yeah. So, you know, there's this sense of personal accomplishment in a digital game of Lego blocks.
Very
so,
nice.
Brent.
Yes.
While you were playing WoW, did you happen to get onto the Shaftlands?
Yes, actually, I spent quite a bit of time on there.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, I've been working on building a pool right now.
Okay.
So behind my house, in between my house and my son's house, I've dug out a big hole, basically, that I filled in with water. So I did fill it in.
Okay.
And so I'm working to get that set up to actually look like a pool.
Are you going
to
put obsidian blocks on the bottom, like the little lane numbers and all that kind of stuff?
It's not that big.
Okay.
I'm not doing like an Olympic size pool. It's just like a personal pool when I feel so like I need to go take
it. So you dug a hole and you put water in it. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. thanks for making my accomplishments seem so small and trivial. I appreciate that. I've also been working on a tree farm out front of my house, which is just turning into big walls of wood because I place the trees right next to each other. And so when they grow up, they grow, and I just go in and I dig out the tree limbs so the next one will grow. And so now they're just big walls of trees. So I'm going to see if I can keep that growing up and then maybe, I don't know, make a tree house or something. But that's about it.
That's cool.
Besides that, just doing server stuff, working with the host. They've done some other tweaks that are supposed to speed up stuff. I don't think we've noticed it yet, though. So
yeah.
I'm going to talk to them again and see if we can get them to, I don't know, do something.
Yeah. And keep in mind, we've you know, a lot of people on the server can sometimes get very frustrated. There's a reason we put don't complain about the lag on the entry screen. We all know that there are problems, you know, with the lag on the server. Everybody knows it. It's something we're working on. We're doing the best we can. We've got, you know, 1,000 users. We've got, you know, so we're doing our best. There's no need to think that we're falling by the wayside because we haven't, you know, we're not addressing your personal complaints all the time.
That is true.
So,
so Eric, you go.
Okay. This week I played a lot of WoW, and then I feel like I've done this before.
I did that too.
Minecraft chick. How was your awesome week been?
My week was good. I got scared by a spider. I was playing really late at night. And like I had been lost in a cave. I had been lost in a cave for a really long time. And I was walking around, and then right as I looked up, because I finally found where I had come down, I looked up and it fell on top of me. And like I knocked everything off my desk. Let out this like screech. So that wasn't my finest moment.
Yeah, I saw the video where you actually
screeched. The one where I knocked my phone off my desk. All my stuff was flying, and I'm like, well, I have to add that in because that is like really it just.
Were you playing single player?
Yeah.
So it could actually hurt you.
Yeah, it was going to kill me. It did.
This will make you feel better. I was playing multiplayer where you can't die, and we were running around in a cave, and all of a sudden a zombie appeared in front of me, and I screamed and jumped up out of my chair.
That's
so don't
awesome.
Feel bad.
Okay, good. Yeah, I got a lot of responses, and they're like, I scream too, and it sounds like a girl, but I'm not a girl. And I was like, okay, well, then I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
But I did something good, which is when I was playing, I was doing a dual commentary with Paul Soares Jr., and I saved him with my bare hands. I fought the zombie.
Nice.
And if I didn't have the footage, no one would believe me. But I have it, like, and I actually killed something with my hands.
Nice.
I was like, guess like some protective instinct kicks in that I don't have when I'm playing on my own. And nice. I'm dying immediately.
And then you haven't gotten on our server yet, though, right?
No, that was on my to-do list, but I've been busy. This week, I promise, I'll go on there. And sweet. I won't make any tall buildings, and I won't make any holes in the ground without filling them completely. Sweet. And I won't build anything by the help center.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
okay?
good.
Don't do that.
That's the cardinal rules. That's the creed.
So.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool.
I guess that means it's time for...
Dun, 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 dun.
Excavation Station.
This week in Excavation Station, we propose new features like we do every week.
Wah, wah, wah.
So I see some really interesting things here.
I actually have a good one. You want to hear mine?
Thing. I want to hear yours.
Okay.
This is the one, you remember 2 weeks ago we said we should bring that up on I finally remembered what it was.
It's not an auto hole filler, is
no.
it?
No. Although now that you mention it, that wouldn't
that
be
would
bad.
Be awesome.
A bucket of endless dirt, and I could just look down a hole and pour, and the dirt would just fill
a
in
cement
the hole.
Truck.
That would be awesome.
submit.
Yes.
Sorry. What, now, what were you thinking?
I want an odd number of pixels on our character models.
What?
And you might say, "What? What? What's the big deal?" Yeah. But right now, it's hard to put anything in the middle. Like the heart on my shirt. Is not centered because it's an even number of pixels. I mean, it's an odd number of pixels.
Oh, I see.
You can't make a nose unless you want to make it 2 pixels wide. You have to, I mean, I think that models should have an odd number of pixels across them so you can make a symmetrical model.
Could you take like 1 pixel width off one side on everything?
I don't know.
I mean, you could. You can make it invisible.
Yeah, but you're still, your the side of your face would be floating 1 pixel out.
But it'd be invisible, so you wouldn't see it. So it wouldn't really be.
So
that's how you get skinnier.
Yeah.
Just take a couple pixels off and you're pretty good.
Yeah, it was that easy.
I actually tried to play around with my face a little bit because I wasn't very happy, you know, watching In Search of Diamonds. I kind of don't like the generic Minecraft face that I was using.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna play around, and
I did notice that you had a new face last time I logged in.
I changed back.
You look like you had a super, like you had like lipstick on or something, because you could really see your mouth smiling.
I was trying to make a smile. I was trying to make more wide eyes. You know, not that squinty kind of, you know, I'm looking at you funny sort of Minecraft guy face.
Right.
So Brent's face is the one that kind of inspired me. His eyes are a little, you know, he's got taller eyes, and I was like, I want to do something like that. And so I made my model, and I went to Spencer and I said, hey Spencer, what do you think of my new model? He goes, well, it looks great if you like an anus in the middle of your face. I went back. I was shamed.
Anus face.
Like shaft face.
I was shamed by Spencer, and I changed my model back. But that's my thing for Excavation Station. Odd number of pixels on the character models.
Right. Odd pixels, anus face. Gotcha. Cool, man.
So I like the one you have here too, Eric, because I kind of was thinking similar along the same line. So
I thought it was brilliant.
Okay. This is a.
I don't know if I'd go with brilliant.
This might be the result of playing too much WoW this week or something. But I'm thinking I would like to see some rare spawns, and also some rare drops. Like I would like to see something like a big dragon or something that spawns on the top of a huge mountain. I actually did some searches for dragons and Minecraft and saw you know, a couple people talking about it, a couple diagrams and some pictures and stuff of dragons. So I'm not alone. A lot of people are thinking dragons in Minecraft, but it would just be really cool if it was a super rare kind of thing. Obviously, you don't want a bunch of dragons causing havoc because, you know, being fire breathing, they could, you know, burn your house down or burn a forest down. But it would just be really cool, and it might take 10 people to take it down. But once you do, it has some cool drops that you can only get from a dragon. But it's also team based. I think it would just be really cool.
I think that's cool.
So
maybe an ogre.
An ogre.
An ogre.
Like a giant.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he did put giants in the game.
This
so.
Is the part where you run away.
Shrek reference.
Yeah. Oh, Shrek. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
They laughed. What's the matter with you, Eric?
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Okay, I want to take that one step further because I like the idea of the rare drops, but I was thinking like rare drops from like when you're mining and stuff. Almost like you know, the archaeology kind of thing where like you're mining and might find pieces that later you can put together into either an exhibit or into some special item that does something, like a cement truck that fills holes. Maybe that would be. The other thing I was thinking of is we can make paper, but I'd like to be able to write on the paper. Almost like a sign, but more text, like where you could, I don't know, then you could make like a welcome book, so when people log in to spawn, they could sign it.
Yeah.
You could write memos or TPS reports and give them to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can just mail? Be like, died by spider, 59. Yeah. Died by zombie, 201. Could be a log.
Diary.
By the way, Brent, did you do the announcements in the room of materials?
No.
Who did those?
Oh, you mean when you walk by them?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like those. That was really cool. I've been pondering if there are some other ways we could use that stuff.
I did. If you go into around my house, it says, you hear a wombat. So yeah. I've been doing like messages like that in different places, just so people are like, what's going on? You know, and it's just a text thing, but it's a way we could do things where, like, as people are walking around the help center, it actually gives them a little more than just the picture of ore.
But, like, if you go over and look at, you know, the stone, it'll say, this is stone, you know, and it'll say it on, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that uses a plugin called Cuboid, where you can actually set protections on an area so only certain people can dig in it or place stuff in it. But you can also set a message so if someone enters it or leaves it. So there's some cool things.
To exploit. I mean, to use.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Did you?
I have an update from last week when I was talking about that I wanted a girl voice.
Yeah.
And Roy Hampton, someone who watches, I don't know if he heard it on the Shaft that I was talking about it or when I talked about it in a video, but he actually asked Notch on Twitter, and he said that he was going to be putting so I was like, whoa, cool. And someone like tweeted to show me the conversation, and I was like, that's awesome.
That's so now you need to add on there, you know, your name at the top of the list.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, if you need help recording
and you know the studio.
That really hurts.
And you know of a studio where you can come down and record it, too.
Yeah, definitely do. I'll tell them.
Well, cool, man. This is shaping up to be an awesome episode. I'm just stalling before I hit this. Oh, no, actually, we have a call here, don't we?
Yeah.
We have a lot of contributions.
And a couple, some emails. And
awesome. Okay, so here's one, an excavation station from Medic Wine.
Yeah, an old CP user.
Hey, guys, Medic Wine here. Just thought I'd give you guys an idea for
Station.
You know when you drop a block and it turns into a mini block? What if those were automatically placed into a chest when I touched it? I don't mean to compare Gary's mod to Minecraft in such a crude way, but I recently played a really cool custom server for Gmod that allowed you to build bases and raid other people's bases. The way you earn money is you had a money printer, and this money printer spit out physical money, and if you didn't hurry up and collect it, people could raid your base and steal it. Or you could put it in a money vault. The money vault, when you put money on top of it, it'll just drop into it. So, of course, you put your printers above your vault and it just automatically goes in. How great would that be if you're digging in your mine, you have a whole bunch of dirt and gravel? Who likes gravel? So you go upstairs and you just dump it 64 at a time into this chest. You don't have to throw it in the lava and waste it or anything. Then later, when you're, say, building your farm and you need more dirt, it's just there. You can just go get it. Or you know those automatic mob killers? Instead of having you sit in the middle and collect the mob stuff like gunpowder and string, you just automatically put it into a chest. Maybe furnaces could spit out the mini blocks of whatever it was furnacing on the top of it. You can put water over it, and then whenever you're, say, making a bunch of smooth stone, the smooth stone will come out of the top and then go through the water and then to the chest next to it, and then you can go out and mine and your stuff goes from the furnace to your chest. I don't know. I think it would make my mining experience a lot easier. What about you?
Was that like 50 things that he said there or something?
I think his main thing is just automating stuff to go into chests. Yeah. And I'm 50-50 on that.
I think it's too easy. I don't think that's a very elegant design.
I would pick that. I was raising my hand to say that would be what I would pick. I was just telling the viewers. I wasn't like raising my hand to talk. I'm sorry. I was like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, I was just telling them like I would do that. Then I wouldn't lose my stuff every time.
Yeah. I think it makes it too easy though, right?
Yeah
I do think
of now, that. One thing I do wish we had was a right click into chest button. Like, if you could just right-click, like, you open up a chest, and then you just right-click on your inventory to just throw stuff into the chest.
Someone has been playing WoW.
Yeah.
No, but I agree.
Yeah, I like that.
I like kind of like the basic idea of a currency, I think. I mean, I know we're instituting a Iconomy, which is a plugin that does that for you, but I think there's a need for a foundation in there for currency, so you could use it to buy and sell or other functions later on, you know, tolls.
Yeah.
Maybe you could make a toll road. What if you could make a toll road that you had to pay the toll to actually use the road? Now it'd make a purpose for, you know, to use this bridge that goes across the water or something. You know, I don't know.
I would dig a hole underneath the river and skip the toll.
Or flight masters. Where you pay them to fly.
Ooh, and quest givers and leveling. I'd like leveling and armor. Ooh.
What about a fee? Like you could pay us $14.99 a month to play on our server. That would be awesome.
Nice. Who wants to read this from Kajwajap?
I'll do it. It's from KJW0010. Hey guys, enjoying the show so far. Keep up the good work. I think a craftable altimeter would be extremely useful. Maybe not so much for our day-to-day mining, but more so for crafting large objects. It would be an item like the watch and the compass and give you a blue digital readout of how many levels above zero you are, and turns to a red color readout if you're below zero. Definitely an in-game craftable item, though I'm sure there are mods that can do the same things with a simple text readout. What do you think? I think that's not too terrible, but I think it provides more information than I think people should have in the game.
Is it getting like too micro or something?
Well,
you're
learning, you know, it's one of these things where you get to where you know exactly where you are at all points in time. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we do have the command on the server, though, get POS,
yeah,
which tells you that. It tells you your coordinates, plus it tells you what block layer you're on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this would be an in-game way of, like, kind of taking that out,
yeah,
and making an in-game function. I don't know. I don't really know one way or the other. I kept thinking, hey, how cool would it be if you climbed too high and you started dying, like because you were too high in altitude and you needed now some kind of air tank to get up real high.
That's good. I like it.
Cool.
Like a
I have a hard time listening to these long emails. So
well, I do think that's not a bad idea. I think you should be able to build up to a certain point, and rather than hitting the ceiling, if you go one step up, you get little air bubbles.
Yeah.
And that way you could conceivably build like two or three spaces maybe up, you know, as much as you could reach with your cubes. But then
I'd be like, hey Wes, I got your respirator, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's at auction, don't worry, I got your inhaler.
Yeah. and then you know somebody makes a warp up there, and you know, people are like, oh, I'll warp up there, oh, I'm dying, why am I dying? Anyway,
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. I think it would be too.
Space shuttle.
Sounds a little like, I don't know. He's a smoker, so he only has half the bubbles that the other guy does. You know?
but now you can add space, right? Instead of limiting people at a skyline, well, you can't. Yeah. You just can't go up harder than that.
Right.
It's now you need to build stuff. You can get up there, and you can, you know, maybe that there's a moon that you could go colonize now.
The moon.
You
can get to. I'm gonna build a space elevator.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Space elevator.
Okay, so 1,000 knots says netherstone is infinite furnace material.
That is a cool idea, because in theory, or not in theory, in lore, netherstone actually burns forever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why not burn forever in a furnace?
And my only, I think that's fine, and it works well. My only problem with it is once you get there, I mean, it's so easy to get. It's like, you just never need burning material again once you get to the nether, right?
Yeah, it might be game breaking now that I really think about it.
I don't know. But I like the idea, so maybe there's some way to, I don't know, maybe a furnace starts
maybe
to have a meter.
Maybe it's just longer.
Maybe
if there was another resource that you could only find every once in a while. You had to find.
Yeah,
like if there was, it was harder to find, and that would burn.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or maybe you craft a bunch of nether a certain way into a block that now goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just.
Yeah, maybe not infinite.
Yeah.
Just a long burn or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some other negative, like there's a chance for it to eat, like it burns too hot.
Yep.
So maybe there's a chance to eat whatever you put in there.
Oh, yep. It heats up and breaks the furnace if it's in too long.
Oh, yeah, maybe it breaks
the
furnace.
Or maybe it goes creeper on you, and all of a sudden you're sitting there crafting and...
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an awesome idea if you start adding in that kind of context where there's an awesome thing. You never need to put anything else in there. And something horrible.
Yeah.
Tragic
so, awesome
death.
Idea. Not... You want to read this one from Anthony?
Yeah. My idea is, I haven't been playing on my phone. I'm looking at the Google Doc.
Is that Rosales?
Yes. My idea is the inclusion of barbed wire. Combined with a fence, it keeps mobs at bay and those pesky neighbors of your nice trim lawn, not to mention saving you plenty of arrows otherwise wasted. Open up the workbench, put down some fence, and then barbed wire on top for a perimeter. Then say, I looked up how to build a cannon on YouTube.
What? Okay.
That says.
Yeah.
What? I don't get that last part.
No, the last part.
Yeah.
I just wanted us to say that. Like, they bet their friend $10. I bet I can get them to say.
I bet I can get Minecraft.
I looked up
to
how
say.
To build a cannon on YouTube.
Now you owe them 20. You said it twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay up.
So, so let's see. What was the actual gist? Barbed wire. Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be my ignorance here. I thought fences kept mobs out already.
They do.
But they don't cause damage.
So that's... Okay, so...
I'm thinking that's what he means.
That makes more sense then.
It would cause damage. I think it would make the game a little easy.
Yeah.
If that just means that you don't even have to be present anymore. You're just... You're off in your house, and mobs are dying left and right. It's like a mob grinder, and then the next day you just go out and collect all the crap they dropped overnight.
Well, if you put torches inside your fence, I mean, it's no different than if you built a fence and then put torches all inside it. They mobs can't climb over fences, can they?
Mm-hmm. No.
So, no different.
Yeah, and I think, once again, you could add in the effect that maybe the barbed wire goes bad over time.
Yep.
Rusty? It gets rusty?
Yeah, and then you...
And then you get tetanus for putting it up, and then you spend a week down in your mind trying to get over it, and you get lockjaw, and it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, and you're on the respirator.
Yeah.
But you can still go at high altitudes, yes. So that's kind of cool.
So I hear someone has called in about a another thing, some lights in a trail or something.
The Trail of Lights.
Hey, this is August, and I just wanted to post something for the chef for... Excavation Center, and I had an idea which would be pretty cool, and I was thinking that what if you had another type of compass that would basically drop lightstone behind you, so that if you're exploring in caves, it would just leave a trail behind you, and if you needed to go back, you wouldn't get lost, and you would just follow the trail of lightstone, and as you walk over the lightstone, it'll pick it up for you. That's it. I thought that would be a neat little idea. And, yeah, see you later.
Well, breadcrumbs, yep. Fable style.
See, I think it would be cooler if you actually had breadcrumbs, and if a monster happened across your breadcrumb trail, they would follow it straight to you.
Ooh. See, I like that because it has a good and a bad side. You know, it needs to
maybe
be balanced.
You'll be able to find your way out, but you might meet someone on the way back that's going to kill you.
Or four or five people. Yeah.
And another use for bread, right? So you could use a loaf of bread that would sit there and tear off pieces.
Ooh,
and,
I like that. Green. Okay. Well, good one. I like it a lot.
So, Logcopter.
Lolcopter
says, personally, I think that there should be a back slot for your Minecraft avatar. In the slot, you can put a backpack so you can have extra storage in your inventory, or you could put a parachute so you don't take fall damage. You could also put a rappel there, or a grappling hook. This slot could be activated by pressing Shift Inventory key.
Now, this is elegant. I like this design a lot because... It's not just for one thing. It's a lot of different things that the backpack could be. Like, you know, the grappling hook, the parachute, all that stuff. And, of course, the extra storage. I think that's really cool. I don't think it really makes the game a lot easier, like game-breakingly easy. But if you could think of, like, four or five more things that the backpack could use. Like, say, the parachute. It would take up all the slots.
Yeah.
So that way it has a good and a bad, you know.
Yeah. Mandalore 13 says we need jetpacks. That could be one, too.
Jetpack, yeah. I like that, too. The power of flight.
And maybe when you die, since that's what I do, when I die, like, when you go back, you could just pick up the backpack, and you wouldn't have to, like, search for all the things that were scattered around.
Like, I thought you were going to go, like, more of the, if you die, it's gone forever. Like, everything in your backpack, you know.
Well,
but I like your way better.
Need coffins. Like maybe
coffins.
Yeah, it's for when you die. I thought. Okay, so next.
Oh, sorry. Okay, the next one is from Wraith, and his idea is for artifacts and fossils. He says, imagine digging around you and coming across a giant prehistoric creeper skeleton or something. I think it should be made of a special fossil block that's very easy to destroy, so that you have to take care digging it out.
Very cool.
I kind of like that.
We were kind of talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I love this idea of having to be careful and not destroy it.
Yeah.
That's great.
How would you do it? You like, hold down the
maybe
button,
you get a brush, you know, kind of like how they brush away the dust from fossils, and so you got to use it, and it's like almost doing an obsidian block with a little brush.
Maybe it's like one of those, like a golf meter, where it ping-pongs back and forth, and you have to hit it right in the in the hot zone. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that.
I hate those meters. I could never get the football to go like between them.
So you won't be getting any artifacts.
Maybe you could take your artifact and display it somewhere, and it provides some benefit for like maybe when you go and you look at the fossils, you know, you get like haste or something. You get like 5% haste, and you can dig just a little bit faster for like 20 minutes.
Like a buff?
Yeah. Like that. So, like, you're smarter like now from going to the museum.
Yes. You're inspired to go dig up more things.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Notch, we want buffs.
Buffs. Oh, we just got an email. It's in the game. Cool.
Sweet. All right.
Here's one from... we already did that one. Yeah. All right. Well, it's time for news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And in the news today, Minecraft did well at Machinima.com's Inside Gaming Awards. It won 3 awards. It did very well. It won the User's Choice, the Best Indie Game, and Most Original Game. He wasn't there to accept the award or anything. I watched it live. It was streaming. Hopefully the guy who took the award like mailed it to him and didn't just keep it. But that was really cool. The big thing in the news this week is Minecraft is going to reach beta status on December 20th.
Woohoo!
So, a couple weeks, week or two or something. That's really cool. And we have a list of known things that are going to be included in the beta. What's the first thing, Minecraft chick?
Free demo.
An actual demo you can download. Woo! Well, that's a good thing, right? It's always like, well, I'm going to try Minecraft, but it's like, you know, $13.
You can play
like
classic.
But you don't really get the feel for it, I think. You know.
I agree with you. Demo good.
Yeah, demo good. And the second thing is a larger focus on polish and content. Obviously. The next thing, a stable API for modding.
Yay.
Very good thing. Legitimate mods. Everything up now is not good. Like, you know, Notch keeps saying over and over, he doesn't like people messing with his source code. You know, so what's the next thing, Brent?
Creative mode.
A creative mode in the beta, so we know that's going to be... And that's good for Machinima, because I was getting worried about the API. Like, what if there's no hooks to being able to
fly
or just spawn whatever you need to build stuff? I'm pretty sure in creative mode, we'll have the resources to spawn things and hopefully fly. I really hope we can fly.
I believe I can fly.
What's the last thing, Wes?
The last thing, there will be a bigger focus on testing and stability, which means more time between updates.
That's a good thing, because updates always break stuff and it's just like a hassle and everything. And, and it's just like, give us a big list of 50 awesome things that you've added, and then just add them to the game.
Yes. Yeah. I'd also love to say, hey, why don't you use our server? What? All our players would hate that.
What, is it like a beta test?
It's a testing server. So then we could see the changes firsthand, like right away, and be able to talk about it. And
I like that.
You know, he also have a big crowd of people to test it on. You know, there's always going to be people there. So what a perfect place to actually get a good test.
Yeah, I like that. He actually tweeted. He said that he may offer nightly builds during the beta for people who really like bugs. So you could, you know, in theory, just kind of be your own tester and just keep getting them. So there is that. Also, when the game enters beta, the price is going to go up to €14.95, and future updates will not be free.
Yes, if you want to get all the future updates, get it now at alpha price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because you'll be locked into it.
That's weird. I wonder if that's pushing for, like, expansions in the future.
He mentioned something about expansions.
So, because I would find it hard to believe that he would make people pay for each update, like, as we've been getting updates.
Well, that's why probably he said that the updates are going to come as, like, big things. Big so packages. Then it would be, like, 50 updates. So then if you want to...
Yeah. I just hope it's done right, because it's like, can you imagine, WoW, if you couldn't play on a server because it was updated to the newest version and
you
had an older one. I mean, all of a sudden, either servers couldn't update until, you know, a year. You know, hey, we're going to be updating, so make sure you get the newest patches.
Yeah.
I just hope it's all backward compatible, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I hope he makes a lot of money off it and that stuff. Because that'll be good for us.
Good news is the next game update is coming next week before beta, and it will feature server-side inventory.
Yay!
Yay!
Which means no more hacking for stuff.
Yeah.
And duping won't work anymore.
And also it means that admin can now see your inventory.
Yeah.
And they can moderate accordingly.
Yep.
Take away the TNT or whatever.
Yep.
Another thing he's doing is, well, he already has it, I think, the gift codes. You can now buy gift codes. And if you buy them before December 20th, they will also be get the free updates. Future updates. So I thought maybe we should buy a few and give them away.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can buy them and give them away after the 20th. Because we could buy like five now, and they would, you know, can you imagine in a year if you had a
lifetime account? Or you could just, they could have to use your username. You just make them all like, well, this is advertising,
actually. The Shaft user one.
Nice.
I love the Shaft. That's the name.
Yeah. I love the Shaft one. I love the Shaft two.
Or like Wes.
Listen to Shaft podcast.
Wes has an anus face.
Yes. 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 No.
Oh, awesome.
Sighting.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Sightings. Okay, this week I saw an article on Reddit by What the Beat. And this is kind of a cool little epic story here. And we might have to read this in rounds because it just, I don't know, it just caught my eye. The title said, "So, my daughter is playing Minecraft tonight when I hear her scream, 'Daddy, Daddy, come quick!' Heart racing. This is what I found." And it was a picture of a person standing there with a boat on their head. And then what happened, Brent?
She said she was making a waterfall elevator and her boat flew into the air and landed on her head. She begged me to take a screenshot and put it on Reddit. She knows about Reddit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hoping that her heroes, Notch and Co., might see it. If any of you have kids, you know what you can't deny. You know that you can't deny such a request.
And then, guess what happened? Notch replied.
Yes. And he said, "Ha ha, wow, even I didn't know that was possible. Big smiley face. Tell her I said hi. Smiley face."
You sounded just like him.
I know. I thought that. I
needed without a little, the accent.
Yeah, without the Norwegian kind of, yep.
And then he makes a joke about wanting to create boat hats in the game. But I just thought that was kind of cool. You know, like, how old is this kid anyway? Like, knows about Reddit? And, yeah.
She's probably 26.
Yeah, it's a totally different, the story. We're reading it like, "Daddy, Daddy."
Yeah.
It's really like, "Hey, Dad.
Come on. Hey, Daddy-o. Come here. And give me a beer."
All right, people. The time is now.
Resources.
All right, this one was given to us by Yoshi Tamario. It's a new website called MinecraftGallery.com, and their tagline is "Sharing the countless creative and innovative Minecraft creations, skins, and wallpapers." I see a lot of DeviantArt on there, just a really cool creations. It's kind of like stuff that's like sightings worthy, really. Just really cool, amazing images and artwork all wrapped up into a website. So special.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool pictures on here.
I like it a lot. And the next thing here is MinecraftCrafting.org, a guide to all Minecraft recipes.
There's some things I still don't even know how to make. So I should go there.
You should go to that website.
I should.
It's very intense. They have it's not just a copy-paste from Wiki. It's like a lot of explanation, tips, and stuff like that on crafting things. So awesome. A very nice rethorth. And, I don't have a listener contributions bumper. So send them on in, people.
You don't still have the old one on there?
No, I delete the stuff from the last episode every time. So, so if somebody wants to make us a nifty little bumper, that would be swell. But our first one here comes from Dale248. He says, "Hi guys, just wanted to ask, how many hours a week would you spend playing Minecraft?" Well, this week I've been playing a lot of WoW, I gotta say. usually, man, like I, you know, 20 hours.
Really?
You know. Oh yeah, it's usually a big burst. It's like, it's like one night I'll play for 12 hours, you know, from noon to midnight, you know, and I don't even realize I'm doing it, you know. And then the next night I'll, you know, do an 8 hour or something like that. I rarely just play 30 minutes at a time, you know. It's just like, once I'm there, I'm there. What about you, Brent?
I don't know, probably 10 to 20.
Yeah.
It depends if you count messing with the server as playing the game.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, a lot of people see me on and they're like, hey, Wes, can you come help me with this? And I'm like, no, I'm doing stuff. Yeah. I got stuff to do. Yeah. I am probably 10 to 20. During those first few weeks when we were all just totally buried in it, it was definitely around 20. And then, like, lately, it's been, this week, it was probably about 20 because I was trying to play Mod Boy. And then, but on a normal week, probably anywhere from, like, 8 to 12. I'll have one or two nights where I play a lot, and then I'll pop on a couple of times, other times in a week.
What about you?
I play a lot less than that, but it's because I video all of it, so I take, like, every time when I play, it's like an hour and a half of video that I'm taking, so that's probably why my progress is so slow now that I think about it. Yeah. Everybody else is like, it took you so long to move. I'm like, well, sorry, I've never played before, but yeah, so only, I would say, like, maybe 5 hours a week right now, but that's only because of the video editing, but I'm thinking about just taking, like, Sunday and playing for like 8 hours and then just using that for the week and then making videos of how it goes so that I can, like, do better things, because it is really hard, like you said, in a it's hard to do in like an hour to just, like, make something awesome. So I think that's
live streaming and stuff.
I think so.
Yeah, you know, that way you would be, like, more in the zone too. I mean, if,
yeah, it does. You get playing and then I'm like, this screen flow is going to be, like, take 5 hours to export. I better stop playing. So I need to just, like, sit down and play for.
Well, there you go. You could do single play where you, like, film the videos and edit them and everything. And you could do multiplayer, the S&P stream that.
Yeah,
you
that
could
would
live
be
stream
fun.
That. And so you can have a differentiate.
Is there anywhere that I should go to?
Probably not the shaft, because right now, man, it's going to stretch you out.
Yeah.
But we're going to get that fixed. So the next one here we have from Nick, who says, what are your thoughts on adding a craftable wheel in Minecraft? I think that would be a great idea.
I think it would be, too. I think you should move really slow. Like, if you were to build a cart and put a bunch of stuff on it and move it, you should move really slow. But yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Until you get an engine. Once you can craft an engine, put that in the front of a car. Or some horses. If you can, you know, get some horses to a cart.
Oh, yeah.
Go a little bit faster.
I think we talked about moving parts before. But, you know, it's like, is it a wheel or is it a block with, like, a skin of a round thing on it? You know what I mean? Like, are we going to get into rounded shapes? Because I doubt that'll ever happen.
I don't know. It could be a square wheel.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's why it goes really slow, because it's like boom, boom.
Like Stone Age style, like caveman or whatever.
That would be awesome if we all had, like, Flintstones cars. You know, we stuck our feet out the bottom and went tick, 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 tick.
I like that.
Our next one is from Dr. Inadequate. He says, hi, I'm just emailing to say that I've been going to your server for around 2 weeks, and it's amazing. I just wanted to tell everyone who hasn't yet checked out the server to do so immediately. It is awesome.
Awesome.
Huge praise. Do you want me to make you a video of your server, like the Tales of the Malinxia video that was on Sightings in Episode 8, as I would really like to embrace the project. Love the show.
Cool. Well, I added this to the show notes because I thought it would be cool if anybody made a video of anything Shaftlands related. I mean, don't we all pretty much give anybody permission to film anything they want to and put it? I mean, you know what I mean?
No.
It's a public it's a public server.
When me and Brent are in his house, in his bedroom, no filming.
Yeah, we don't like cuddling cubes.
Yeah, cuddling cubes. but yeah, go ahead and do it. If anybody wants to film some stuff, do it. And then, of course, email us too and let us know so we can.
And if you want to do some machinima, we'll help with that too. I mean, you know, we'll help build things for your machinima.
Yeah, we'll machinima it up. We got a call here from Caleb.
Hey guys, it's Caleb here. I was wondering, how have you seen this game take off? You know, like in small places, like say the workplace, maybe, I don't know. Or just, you know, with your friends around you. But like locally, like where you are. For example, at my school, I found this game and I started playing it and it was really fun. So I told my friend about it, and then he comes to school and starts playing it because he bought it. And then another person sees, you know, us playing on our computers and they're like, what's that game? And they start playing it. And, you know, it's like there's like seven or eight people playing it at our school now. So I'm wondering how, you know, you guys have seen it grow locally where you are. Anyway, so that's it. Love the podcast, guys.
You know, like, I can't really think of people other than you guys that play Minecraft. Like, I try to get people interested. I mean,
plain and simple, we mentioned it in Nation of Gamers to Brent, and he was like, that sounds stupid. And then he played, and that was the end of him.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I hear from anyone I tell about it, right? They're like, oh, yeah, it sounds fun. And then they walk off. Like, what is wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
And I get a lot of that, too. Like, I've even tried showing it to people, and just showing it to people doesn't do it justice.
Yeah.
They don't get it. They're like, this is fun. My wife is baffled. She watches me, and she just is like, what are you? I don't even get it. We're getting it for my brother-in-law for Christmas as his Christmas present because he's over in Germany. So we're like, you know, hey, let's get him something that, you know, we can just transfer to him over the computer. Yeah. But she just is like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Huh. So what about you? Have you told your, like, anybody, like friends, family?
Yeah, but my friends are just, they don't get it either. But I didn't when I started playing because I was like, okay, I'll just try this because it's like something that's fun and different. But then, like, the first day I played, I was like, especially when I couldn't move, I was like, okay, this might be episode one of one. After this, it's over. But once you start, like, and it is really hard to explain because I'm like, even the other night in my video, I was saying, like, it's so exciting when I find a cave and then I find stuff. And, like, no one understands that, but it really is. You're, like, walking and clicking for hours. And then you're like, oh, my gosh. And it's, like, a present.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's hard. It's been difficult to get people to understand, like, exactly.
I've just gotten to where I tell people, I'm like, you won't understand till you play.
Yeah, till you play.
Yeah.
But I have had a lot of people get interested in it. Usually it takes a while, though. Like, it takes people seeing it and going, wow, that looks really dumb. And then somebody else mentions it. And it happened with me, too. Like, I mean, I heard about it months ago. Mm-hmm. And then people in the Nation of Gamers community were like, hey, have you tried? You need to do an episode of Minecraft. I'm like, huh? And then it reached critical mass right around the time that I think PvP and Penny Arcade both made strips about it.
Yeah.
And I went, wait. They took a notice of it, you know?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, I better
check
it out.
Gave it some, like, legitimacy.
Yeah.
Legitimacy.
And then, like fools, we start a podcast about it.
Like fools. Like, the fools we are.
Here's one from Bryce. I use Envedit, in a couple of worlds. Some people think it is considered cheating. Do you guys use it? And what do you think it is? And do you think it is cheating? Yes, it is cheating.
Yeah.
It's definitely cheating. Yeah. There's no way around that. You're editing your own inventory. It's cheating. That's why it's not going to happen.
No, hopefully. I don't think worse of you for it.
No.
Just don't do it on our server.
Yeah.
I mean, is it any different than having a multiplayer server where everybody can spawn, but you're the only person on the multiplayer server?
Oh, like if everybody is cheating, then, hey, that's just the way you do things, right? Everybody's...
Yeah, but he's using it in his worlds.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean...
Well, it's just like using, you know, the cards for, like, your DS that give you unlocks all the cheats, and now you get, you know, unlimited lives or whatever. It's still cheating. Does it matter? No. Play the game however it's fun to you. Just until you get to that social setting where you're playing with other people, then follow their rules.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to somebody's server, just let them know. Like, ask them first. Hey, is it okay if we...
Well, I think this is single player, because he's saying he uses it on a couple of worlds. The worlds are your safe spots on your single player game.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, but a world can be a server. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably single player, but that's why I'm saying. It's like, you're still technically cheating.
Yeah.
But are you having fun doing it? Then who cares? It's your world. Do what you want.
There was a big debate on. I asked people about peaceful mode versus.
Oh yeah.
And it was like huge, but I was like, it's you know whatever anyone wants.
Were people saying that was cheating?
Yeah.
Like you're not peaceful.
They were
you're
saying
cheating.
Like it wasn't fun. Like that. Yeah, kind of that it was cheating because there was nothing to do. Like that you could just do whatever you wanted. But then other people were like, but I like to build. I did not know it was going to start that kind of controversy.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's like
people
part
are
of the
very
game.
Hated about like they were like, what? I can't believe that person said peaceful. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
screw them.
Like, calm down. It's part of the game.
Yeah, it's part. That's what. Yeah. That's what a couple people were like. It's if it's part of the game, then you know.
I'll just know not to tell people.
Yeah. Like, so then
keep
I
it to yourself.
I hide when I'm on peaceful.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is from Mousy. He says, "How do you prefer to hide your chess in multiplayer? Since I'm often in a mine, I'll just put it in a wall or a ceiling and use a block of dirt to cover it up."
Sounds about right.
Won't that kind of give it away if you're in a mine though? And there's just like one block of dirt. Like I go for dirt in mines right away. I'm like, oh, there's something back there. Not a mine, but not like a chest, but like, you know, diamonds or something. Like usually going through gravel or dirt, you're going to open up either something. You're going to find something back there.
Yeah, I would say if it was like the entrance to a mine where there's already a lot of dirt, you know, that's where I used to hide my stuff is like the very entrance of a mine. But now I do a, you know, a pound lock command.
That doesn't work on our server though.
Oh.
But good try.
Does it not really? No. I thought it did.
It worked on the old one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, as you can tell, I haven't used it in a while, but that's what I used to
do. Well, what I always do is I walk straight forward 5 blocks from my front door, and I dig a hole in the ground, and I put chests all around that block so that, and then I hide all my diamonds and my gold and everything exactly 5 spaces from the front door of my building.
I think someone's going to go
and then
there
I put
and
a block of stone.
And find TNT there.
I think the best way is to put a sign up that says, "I did not hide any hidden chests here. Please walk away."
Yeah, I just leave it. I leave
nothing
a couple chests
find.
Out
yeah.
in my house that I put all the crap that I don't care about in dirt and gravel and whatever. That, you know, okay, you take it. I hate you. Whatever. And then I have a couple places where I hide them. And I just know where they are in my house. So, yeah, you can dig up my house and find them, and, you know, I'll ban you. Yeah. I mean, no, that's not what I meant. Yes, it is.
But, I mean, really, I mean, for the most part, I just try to find a good place to put it. I actually usually don't put my chests in my house. I try to find some place where I know there's some kind of, you know, marker so that I'll know, oh, hey, I can dig there, and my chest will be back there. And I usually put a chest with just the big stuff, obsidian, diamonds, like clay, you know, the things that are really rare. Yeah. That's gold, iron. That's the stuff I put back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do the next one?
Isn't it a caller question? Oh, no, Ben.
Yeah.
First, right?
Ben is always first. Wait. A.K.A.
Barnstein.
Ben Barnstein. Tip, you can use buckets of lava as furnace fuel for 2 stacks of block types, stone, iron ore, etc. Also, I had a game idea for the server. You have 2 teams of 3 on a huge island. The goal of the game is to see which team can defeat the other team. The losers are then sent to a viewing area with the spectators.
This is like PvP on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3v3 is what he's talking about.
And we are working on some ideas for some competitions. We've got some building competitions we're working on. We're going to do some PvP competitions. And these will be regular things, and we'll talk about them on the show. We're just getting all our ducks in a row first. We have to get another server for it.
Yeah. But the tip that he dropped there might be something that we never mentioned on the show or something, that you can use lava as a furnace fuel. I do that a lot. Well, you know, it used to be bugged or something. Like it would just, you know, the thing would disappear. I don't know. Furnaces have been plagued with bugs for a long time. So, what are you guys giggling about over there?
She's just awesome.
Are you guys sharing notes? Are you going to share the whole podcast host?
Yep.
We have a call here from someone British.
Hey, I'm a massive fan of the show and, of course, of Minecraft. And I just have a quick question for you guys. Oh, and yeah, I'm British. If you guys had to add any single kind of monster mob in the game, what would you add? What kind of feature would it have? And why would you like it to be in there? Anyway, guys, thanks, and I'll see you on the show.
Dragon. Next. I don't know. Yeah, dragon for me, I guess.
I'm thinking we have a giant Stave Puff Marshmallow Man.
Nice.
And he wears a chef's hat, and he's the chef.
When somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
I'm going to go with snakes.
Oh, there goes my thing.
Snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what do? They just go, do they travel
they
in packs?
They slither around.
They get on your plane.
It's just like single snakes. Maybe they wrap up in a tree. Maybe you're digging a tree out and they fall out of the branches and bite you.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Maybe they strangle you and you have to have a respirator in order to breathe.
I just think it's like two of the biggest animals that people fear are spiders and snakes. So I think it would be a nice compliment.
I'm more of a bear, scared of bears guy.
Bears.
I don't like lizards, but that wouldn't be that fun.
Godzilla!
Not as scary.
Godzilla! I have lost my laptop, by the way, so I will not be able to read anything else. Ooh, I have this.
Okay. Then you want to read the next one?
Sure!
Did you say a monster?
Oh, yeah. Oh. What about you?
I don't know what monster I would want.
Something that is not
like something
deadly.
That's that it just, like, gives you hugs.
How about a unicorn?
Maybe the marshmallow puff.
maybe a unicorn. Yeah, maybe it makes rainbows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And then...
That will help you fly or something. I don't know.
Maybe there's gold at the end of rainbows.
Hey,
do you mine for gold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And will a giraffe eat the rainbow and make a Skittles?
I'm gonna say
square
yes.
Skittles.
I like the snake idea though. If it fell from the tree, that would be pretty cool.
Whoa, that'd
things
be
that people are afraid of would be good.
Yeah.
So our next email is from Mark Cooper, aka Astrogali. He says, "I've been having a go at making my own underwater base. From videos I've seen, it seems the best thing is to fill out the water, make your base, and then put the water back on top. Here's a tip. I found that gravel is the best material of all to do this, much more so than sand. The gravel falls like sand, but when you come to clear it out, you're also power mining for flint." Okay?
Flint, though.
Flinch mint.
It's like for every 10... This is something you learned on your show.
Yeah.
For every 10 gravels that you destroy, you usually get a flint.
Yeah. I think it's like doesn't happen every time, but...
Okay.
Like, it's close.
It's good average.
Yeah, it's the average.
I guess I'm a big cheater because, you know, we don't use lighters on our server, so I never need... gravel. So
yeah.
I just, you know, Fredster showed me how you can just throw up in the air and look like you're juggling poop. That seems like more fun.
Poop blocks. But have you guys created underwater bases before?
No.
We had a viewer write in, and he actually showed us on the last server how he did it, and it seemed to work really well. Is he would just go in and make his whatever he wanted out of glass, mm-hmm. and then fill it in with whatever, and then take it out, and it was done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because that's the easiest way to get rid of water is just to put something else in its place. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about gravel, and I can imagine that would be pretty easy. You build a wall around your whole space, and then you stand at the top, and you just throw gravel at the same spot over, and you know, you just place gravel, and it all just kind of drops down. And that would be, you know, a pretty good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because, I mean, I can imagine placing all the blocks for a large underwater base would be tough, you know.
Yeah.
The things you got to hollow out. I don't know.
True.
Yeah.
Here's one from Dale248. Did he already send? I got two on from him.
Yeah.
Man, this guy. You never know with this guy. Hi, guys. Love your podcast. I was looking through the Shaftlands as a spectator, and I saw some amazing stuff. I also thought. He used a U instead of an OU. Anyway, I also thought that you guys just spawned the blocks and built projects on creative mode, but then someone told me that you guys actually mine the resources. I was astonished. Keep up the great work. And it's true.
There is no spawning on our server.
Yeah, it's legit.
And that's for, I mean, that's everybody. That's including the admins, you know. So we're not playing a separate game from everyone.
Oh, yeah,
else.
Totally.
We're doing the same thing you're doing.
Yeah. The only thing I have ever spawned, I spawned one object in the whole history, and I talked about it 2 weeks ago. It's when I tried to drown the TNT. So I spawned a thing of water at the top of that column. That's the only thing I've ever spawned on the server, was to get rid of the TNT on our server, because that's a banned block.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, TNT bad.
Yep.
Bad. Let's see. This next one is from Yahim. He says, I have a new idea for an in-game game. I don't know if it has been done before, but I call it Find My House. I played this one. Find My... Never mind. Basically, I built a nice little house for myself surrounded by water and walls. The house doesn't have a door or any entrance. The entrance is located and hidden somewhere else not too far and not too close. I was thinking I could put a chest with gold or something. The one who can find the entrance and go inside the house can have the prize.
I like that. That's kind of cool. It's, you know, a nice little fun
little
game.
Look, here is a new entrance right in the back here. I found it with my axe.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of cool. A little puzzle. I like little puzzles. That'd be kind of fun. I don't know what you put in the chest. Some good stuff, I guess. Some TNT and some adminium. I'm just kidding. But that's cool. Oh, wow, that's an interesting name. You want to do this one, mine, Crab Chick?
Oh, no, not an interesting name. Oh, goodness. I love your name. I'm sorry. I just couldn't say it well.
Oh, God, not this name. Oh!
Mike. From Mike.
Zolls. Strapness. Strapness. Okay, anyway, a really cool thing to craft would be crafting a flying pig saddle and feathers, and attach it to a pig to fly the pig. Or you could summon a flying pig by putting raw pork between feathers to get a pig egg that would hatch when placed on the ground.
So this should be an excavation station. We're gonna have to talk to our interns, make sure they
maybe you take a chicken egg and you wrap it in pork. And then you sit on it for a week.
Man, you're making me hungry.
That's kind of cool, though, just adding wings, like with feathers. It's kind of cool how to craft it. I don't know. Flying mounts. Who knows? I would like it. But
is this takes, just a whole play on pig
takes
fly?
Takes 450 gold to train to fly a pig, though.
Nice.
So now you can have your bacon and eggs all in one shell or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so from a frit.
Hey Shaft, if it here. My question this week is this. What do you use gold for? See ya.
I was just getting into the song.
I know, I want more of that.
What is love?
Don't
hurt me. Oh, what do we use for gold? Like, what do we use gold for? Nothing.
Yeah. You did use gold to decorate the structures in Egypt back in the day.
Oh, yes. As a material to build, yeah. I think that's really the only... Well, no, you make a compass with gold. Or not a compass, a time, a clock.
Well, here on our server where, you know, like stuff is hard to get, like I don't want to put gold blocks out in the open. It just seems like a recipe to have people destroying your gold blocks.
Yeah. And like the gold armor is lame. Gold tools and gold... You know, like, just do diamond already. Like, it's just stuck in the middle, so there's just not enough going on there.
It will be eventually useful for economy.
No.
Really?
No.
No. Just diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I think.
I'll have to go look at the list again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
I mean, just if you diamonds. Could use gold somehow in building a respirator or something.
I figure he'll make something that you use gold for, like, you know, watches or, you know, maybe you'll buy it from people just to make money.
Yeah.
Or jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry, yeah.
So this seems like a long one next from Dinko Jun.
Oh, this is the last one, and this is more of a little conversation type thing. He's describing what each of the mobs do. I thought this might be kind of cool.
Okay, so we made a crap block from laughing at the latest podcast. Since we're sort of confused about what mobs actually do, he's given us a complete list of behaviors. Cows, pigs, and chickens, they ignore you any time of day, source of food and materials, and seem to be falling out of the sky when some ungodly admin powers are introduced. Sinners.
Now, this is from Dinko June, by the way. I don't know if you said his name.
I did, but that's okay. We can repeat it. Dinko June.
Dinko.
Creepers. They spawn in dark places. They come close to you and start the fuse, but they calm down if you quickly move away. And then they blow up you, themselves, and pretty much everything in immediate vicinity. They remain at large during the day. Zombies, they spawn in dark. They go straight for you, have a range slightly longer than your sword. Sun kills them. They'll set them on fire. And not right away. I forget what time, but it takes a little bit before they actually start setting on fire. Skeletons also spawn at night, die in the sun, and shoot arrows at your not-moving butt. Dodge the arrows and whack into submission.
Now, I looked these up in the wiki, and I did see what you're talking about. The sun has to be higher for zombies, but and it was giving like angles. It was like, you know, a certain angle or less will kill skeletons. So skeletons will die before zombies when the sun comes up. Hmm. So,
and then spiders, they're also spawn at night and are tough to kill without diamond swords or arrows because they leap at you. They are net neutral during the day. This doesn't mean they won't attack you if you get too close. Guessing they are just blind. I'll leave out the mobs from the nether since it's not really important for SMP.
Yeah, so really just spiders and creepers you're going to see during the day, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Don't kill a spider during the day or you'll get in trouble.
So was the spider attacking you during the day, like when you got real close to it?
So no, not you go until and touch I hit it.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you're just trying to pet it, right? Me. No, I thought that during the day that they just would dumb. Kill you still.
Oh,
and
right.
So like I ran after it. I like went and got a sword, and then I should have known when it was running away, but yeah. I chased after it and killed it, and I was really proud. And then I got the comments like when I was looking in the middle of the night, and they're all like, "You killed an innocent spider." I was like,
I killed
something. Like, can't we go with that?
I say go for it. Kill them all.
Yeah.
But they give you string and they kill you at night. So why shouldn't I kill them during the day?
I say go for it.
Sure.
They kill me every night. So I think during the day, if I see one, I'm want to kill it.
Get revenge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, sorry, that's what you get.
I think you should be able to step on them during the day.
That would be pretty awesome.
And get your string off your shoe.
Get y'all string on.
So, is that the end of the questions?
It's the end, period.
The listener
contributions.
There's a new little thing here called housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Mint for pillow.
There's just a little stuff going on behind the scenes. But, like you said earlier, Brent, we're looking for a new web host, not a server, not a game host, right?
Yeah. This is our web host where you download the episodes of the podcast and listen to them on the website. Apparently, we've been getting so much traffic that they've decided that we can't just do shared hosting anymore.
Yeah, we're getting too big.
We need to do a dedicated server with them. So
if anybody knows, just email us directly. Just, you know, theshaft@deadworkers.com. That'd be cool.
And speaking of emails, we use what now?
theshaft@deadworkers.com.
Right. We've been getting a lot of emails at another email address that I'm not going to name again so we don't accidentally get them. Don't use that one because it goes to like people who have no clue really what's going on with the podcast world and they're just confused and they'll start answering your questions. And
We're a company and there's other people involved here and they just get really confused. But also I wanted to mention when we stream and when episodes are released. We stream on Sundays around
5
p.m.
5 o'clock is usually when we go.
Okay,
and that's
5 p.m.
Central GMT -6.
Yeah. Central time on Sundays. The episode then gets released on Monday morning at 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. And also you can sponsor a show if you go to our website. You can see a link that just says sponsor a show. And It just it's a fun way to donate to the show and also get your name read at the beginning. That's appreciated.
Yeah, if you put the way to pronounce it, that might help. Then you're guaranteed it will be right.
Yeah. All right, well, dang, I guess that's it. We do have a song at the very end here by Skiddly from 337studios.com, and it's called Minecraft in My Head, and it's like hip-hop. So it's good. It reminds me of MC Chris. It's really cool.
Special thanks to Minecraft Chick for coming to Huntsville, Alabama. Woo-hoo! To come and record with us.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
It was fun.
Yes.
I drove in the snow for 2 hours.
Yes.
Well, and that was, did you drive from where you live to up to there and then down here and you're going there after this?
Yes, I drove from Florida to Memphis to Jackson, Tennessee, and then from Jackson to Nashville today, and then from Nashville to Huntsville.
So that's a lot. Wow. Lots of driving.
It's like 5 hours today.
Fun.
Wow.
Fun.
Well, but way more tomorrow. Like 10.
Oh, you're driving back up there tonight and then driving? Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
I hope you can get through the snow.
I know. Hopefully. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Well, then, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
iTunes reviews. Give us a call. Give us a ring. Give us some email. Eat your greens. Brush your teeth. Drink a lot of water. It's real good for
Don't
you.
Don't build tall buildings.
And we will check you out next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, this is Miss Melon 12. I just wanted to call in because, well, mostly because I have a confession to make, guys. I just wanted to tell Eric that I am completely in love with him. He is a sexy beast of a man, and I want him to have my babies. I know it's kind of strange to ask this, but I mean it. I'm really serious. And Brent, I love you too. You're awesome. You do kind of scare the shit out of me, or you can censor that, I guess. But you kind of scare me. But you're awesome. You're just really intimidating. But Wes is the one I definitely have something to say about. Wes reminds me of my grandfather. He's just, there's something about his smile and his face. And I'm not saying he looks old. I'm, you know, saying, yeah, I'm basically saying he looks old. So basically, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that, okay? I love you guys. Keep up the great work with the podcast. You're amazing and awesome. Okay, bye.
Hey, this is Clyde Frog here. I had a couple tips for Minecraft for the Shaft. One is when you're clearing trees, if you don't want to mess with fire, use the hoe instead of any of the other tools. It will not wear the tool down, plus it will give you saplings to replant so that you can replenish your wood. The other tip I have is for inventory. You've got the 4-block crafting area that you can stick items in as kind of extra inventory slots. Do not put anything in there that you really want to keep, because when you die and your items are distributed on the ground, those 4 slots are not recognized. So if you're keeping your diamonds and your TNT and all that kind of good stuff up there, when you go back to get your items, you will not have those. So anyway, this is Clive Frog, and have fun digging in the shaft. Bye.
Hey guys, love the show. Just wanted to tell you a glitch that I found. If you put an item into your chest, save and quit, go back and put the item in your inventory, and turn off the client without saving, you'll have 2 of the same item. One in your inventory and one in your chest. This also works with stacks of items. Alright? See ya.
This is Devil Dog. I was just calling to say you guys that I love the podcast, and also I thought it was really cool that you guys had Minecraft Chick on. You guys and Minecraft and Wolf21 are kind of the reason that I'm going to start playing Minecraft. Keep up the awesome stuff. Hope to come to your servers, maybe. Yeah.
Minecraft! Ooh. Stuck in the dark, barely can see.
spiders, creepers, and zombies after me. Build up the house and pop up the door. Bling, bling, baby, got diamond on the floor. Out to get orders, I need to make a torch. Back to the crib, got lava on the porch. Build up the castle, epic water slide. Step in the boat, I take a minecart ride. Ain't gotta hide, man, I see username. So damn addicted, can't get off the game. Nah, she got fame off the of Java code. Got all the players trying to fight for gold. You think you get old, but I'm building something else. On to multiplayer, can't play by myself. Got a killer bookshelf and a glass rooftop. Minecraft, baby, man, I just can't stop. I'm seriously about to start making this song just to go play the game some more. Seriously. No, seriously. You think I'm joking? Minecraft, stuck in my head. Minecraft dream while I'm laying in bed. Minecraft, building with blocks. Minecraft, baby, gotta break up the rocks. Minecraft, roam the damn land. Minecraft, cool even with a stick hand. Minecraft, download the game. You even gotta pay it in the browser name.
Dead Workers Party Network, the shaft that eats like a meal.